lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Take my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away with only good music. Oh, the things you said stays in my mind. Makes me wanna sit down and listen to you. I listen all night. The melody, the arrangement makes my body go so crazy. I tie my feet, man, I love the beat. It's the way the music comes over me. The emotions I get, I won't fight. Sometimes the music is sure to make you cry, then dry your eyes. You know when the music is the way you can hide. Fly. I get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Take my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away with only good music.
Please don't stop the music. Kaloran strum my pain with the fingers. I could really use it. Quiet storms full of purple rain. My Sharia more lovely as a summer day. I'll let the whispers follow Marvin Gaye in my headphones till the music starts to fade away. I give away my brown sugar for a bit of pop. If love really was a bullet, I'd have took the shot. Yeah. Now would you buy me a drink just to take me home? Put your game in a song just to make me moan. I like my Robin Thicke, me alone. A thug album, triple shots, that's the trace.
I get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Take my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away with only good music. Oh,
hello, hello. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are listening in this world. Welcome to another session of the Focus Chat Cafe here on the Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio Network. I am your host, C. Maria Wall, a.k.a. the Mediator and Shiro, right here at our Ground Zero. And as always, I like to remind you that when I say that we are at ground zero, that does not mean that we are at rock bottom. It means that we are on solid ground. We have that chance to get our footing, to dig in deeply, and prepare to propel ourselves to new heights. And that's what this show is all about. We have come back to our original roots. The 9 p.m. time slot on Saturday evenings. I said that I will be easing back into the shows while I'm completing these last months of law school. So hopefully, prayerfully, I will be successful in this. It's been a pretty rough year this year. It's been a pretty rough couple of weeks. It's been very trying in my life as a whole. So whenever we do these shows, I want you to understand something, is that I don't speak about things that I have not experienced for myself. I decided to study law and to become an advocate and a mediator and a motivator and inspirator and all types of things, and sometimes even an instigator if it's for the right cause. The bottom line is simple, is that here at the Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio Network, and of course, the Wall Foundation Incorporated that sponsors all of our programs, both virtual and in real world, the bottom line is simple. What we don't know for ourselves, we will guide you in the right direction and give you the resources that you need. With every show, of course, we like to shout out to those areas, countries, or states, if you're here in the U.S., who were our had our largest listenership for the last week. And it's a pretty big list. It was wonderful that we had such a wonderful welcome, and so many people have come back to listen to the program throughout the world. So I want to thank you all for that. For those of you who may be listening, the chat room feature that I said was new last week, well, this week it's not working at all. BTR needs to really get this together. But if you want to join in, 646-478-4726, or for those of you who are online, just click the link, and it will either bring you to this, our live program, or you will be listening to the replay. But right now, as of right now, it's 9:06 p.m. Eastern Time here in the United States. So this show is live right now. And, of course, if you're listening and you hear this, and you know it's Sunday or Monday or whatever day it is where you're going, you're listening to the replay. So you can't call in and listen. You'll just get the message to tell you that you are a little bit too early for our next show. But we have all of that out of the way. So now it's time for us to give our show shout-outs to the areas with our largest listenership for the last week. As far as countries and provinces are concerned, the United States of America, the Philippines, Canada, India, the United Kingdom, Libya, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Indonesia, China, Romania, Estonia, Germany, France, Spain, Algeria, Iraq, Ghana, Kenya, South Africa, and Brazil. Thank you so much for chiming in and listening to our programs. And we must be doing something right, because I do believe that I see some new areas on our list that we have not had before. So, again, welcome to all of you. And, of course, stateside, this is another long list as well for last week. New York, New Jersey, California, Maryland, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Washington State, Oregon, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, Illinois, Missouri, Oklahoma, Texas, Colorado, Arizona, let's see here, Louisiana. Wow, I really screwed that one up. So Louisiana, I'm having a problem with that tonight. Louisiana, okay, I said it. Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, Alabama, Tennessee, and Kentucky. If I missed anyone, I promise you at some point I will catch up to all of these. But these were the countries and provinces and states who really shined in the last 7 days. So what are we going to talk about tonight? Well, first of all, let me explain to you a few things and introduce you to FOCUS. FOCUS is an acronym. It stands for Females Offering Clarity, Unity, and Success Globally. It is a registered trademark with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. So we definitely are on a mission, and we are expanding all of the programs here that fall under the umbrella of the Wall Foundation Incorporated, which is an IRS-approved and recognized 501c3 nonprofit. So if you want to get involved, you want to be a part of the program, you have a story you want to share or tell, please reach out. Our number is 202-618-2556. That is our office number. That is not the show number. That is our office number. It's 202-618-2556. And you can always write to me personally at letsgrow@cmariawall.com. That's letsgrow@cmariawall.com. I am really having a hard time speaking tonight. I must be getting tired. But forgive me for that, but we're going to move on and try to make it through this show. And if you're trying to log on to the chat room and you've called in and you hear my voice, I just pressed it again. The chat room here is not working. I don't know what's going on there, but right now we don't. What I'm going to try to do is reload the entire, I don't know if that's going to cut me off. I don't think it will, but you know what? Tonight I don't want to chance that, so I'm not going to reload the actual studio here. But if you cannot get in, it's because the chat is not working this evening. But we are here, 646-478-4726. Call in or click the link to listen live right now for tonight's program. For those of you joining me over in the call query, hello, 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 good evening to you, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening, thank you so much for being here. So this week is all about why many choose to lower their expectations and settle for a few moments of disappointing sexpectations. One of these days, maybe that'll be in the dictionary or something, sexpectations. I spoke about the man who was meeting women from online, then having sex with them with full knowledge he was HIV positive, allegedly, last week. And too many times we give up our good common sense for those few moments to share our lonely beds with strangers. And in the past week, after last week's show, I was watching the local news. I happened to have been channel surfing, and I stopped, and they were saying that more women had come forward within a week's time that had hooked up with this man and had unprotected sex with him, not knowing that they were having sex with someone who was HIV positive. So that's what sexpectations is all about. I need you all to understand that you are worth more than lying down with any and everything that tells you what you want to hear. If they told you what you needed to hear, they would tell you the truth and be upfront about what they're trying to do, which is get a piece of tail and then, you know, hightail it on up out of there. After they get on up in it, then they want to hightail it on up out of there, because they've gotten what they wanted. Again, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes some of you gentlemen, sometimes you settle too. Because let's just keep it real here. You know, society talks about beauty, 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 and we see women, women, women. But society, you know, there are some men out there who have low or no self-esteem as well for a host of reasons. And they settle for any and everything as well. And the sad part is a lot of women, I believe that women still outnumber men, so a lot of women may never get the chance to know what it's like to carry someone else's last name. They may never be in long-term relationships. Some of them may never be in relationships with someone who is dedicated to them and only them. This is real life, people. I'm not here to sugarcoat anything for you. If you want to have things spoon-fed to you and sugarcoated, you need to go and listen to another program, because this is not the program for you. As I always say, I will tell you what I know you need to hear, not what you want to hear. Because if I start telling you what you want to hear, I become like every other feel-good, foo-foo, fluff-fluff guru out there who's taking your time and your money in many cases, and then you're walking away broke or broken. I said a prayer for these women who laid down with this man And then now they're getting notified, or they have to talk to someone if they happen to catch the news. And some don't watch the news. They don't even know. And maybe, perhaps, possibly, if they have raided this man's home and they see a list of women who he was talking to on these different dating sites, maybe they can find all of them. But that's not a guarantee. So, ladies and gentlemen, young people, whomever you are, if you are sexually active, several things you need to understand. Nowadays, you need to go out and get tested before you even start dating. Secondly, don't lower your expectations for those few moments of disappointing sex expectations. You lay down, what does that adage go? You lay down with dogs, you're going to get up with fleas. You may get up with fleas and other disease too. So the bottom line is simple. Love yourself enough to know that your desperation should not outpower your common sense. So many of us, we don't have lives. We really don't. Some of us need people to validate our existence. Some people are looking for people to fill that void in our lives. This is a huge and vast world. And if you followed my journey and all of these shows and the guests and all of that, some people have come from having nothing. But you learn how to put yourselves first so that you can start to rise. You can be in the deepest hole if you have enough tenacity and you have that drive and dedication and determination. You will figure out, you will find a rock or something that's down in that hole, and you will start to dig little grooves in the sides of that hole where you can climb up and out. And every time you feel like quitting, you bang a little harder. You rise a little higher. That's how you move from having, how do I move from having faith, forgiveness, and four pennies to my name to being able to know that I can go out and not have a salary or income for several months and still survive? Am I rich? Absolutely not. Am I where I used to be? Nope. Am I still moving towards getting to where I was and beyond? Of course I am. I want to make sure that if I leave this earth, that my family, my five grandchildren are taken care of. My children are taken care of. So many things have happened within my small family circle. We're not talking about the people who I've known all my life, who I've walked away from. They're still gone out of my life, and I have absolutely zero intention of going backwards. I don't go backwards. I don't look back. I don't go back because I know what's there. And just this past week, some more hokey dokes went on in childish games out of grown individuals. No, absolutely not. I know what it's like to be invisible. I know what it's like to be disrespected and abused. I know what it's like. I know what it's like to have no esteem, zero, not just low, but no self-esteem. I know what it's like to look for love in too many places and all the wrong faces. Trust me, I know what it's like. But at my age and after everything that I have been through, I would rather come here and spend every single night on air chatting with you than hooking up with some clown where I'm willing to toss away my crown, step off my throne to share my crown with a clown for a few minutes of something that's not very impressive. For those of you who aren't used to this, I do have moments of silence throughout my programs. Those are the moments that I give you the chance to digest what has been discussed up to that moment and to figure out where you can apply it in your own lives or the lives of others. And I ask that if you like these shows, if you're enjoying what you're hearing, then please share these shows. Invite your friends to come on and listen. Because with each show, I want to share this journey of heartache and pain and disappointment and lowered expectations and disappointments and, oh, wow, what else can we say? Pain, more tragedy. And some people may be sitting saying, why you want to talk about that? The point is that so many of us are on that journey. Our means are slightly different, but in the end, we end up being broken. And for all of those women, that this man who felt the need to ruin the lives of others because he made a bad choice that ruined his life, all of those women, some don't even know yet, and others moved on to the next man that they have laid down with. And then some of those men that they laid down with went home to their significant others, and now those significant others have been infected as well. Or have the possibility of being infected. You better wake up. Sex is wonderful. Sex is great with the right person. But if you're doing the online dating scene, don't put in your profile that you're a Bible-toting, you're a ladies' lady, and you don't do this and you don't do that, you don't kiss on the first date, you don't blah, blah, blah on the first date, and you don't blah, 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 blah on the first date and blah, blah, blah. And then the first thing you do on the first date is that you end up, you know, head down, legs up with some stranger. Stop it. You're killing the population. This man has infected a large group of women. And in the time, because they had a timeline, I forgot what it was, but it was a number of months or weeks or whatever it was. Lord knows how many women he actually had slept with in that time. And he knew what he was doing. And these are the same women. One thing that I learned from my ex-husband was this. He knows how to read women. He didn't want a strong woman that reminded him of his downfalls and shortcomings. He needed someone that he could control. He needed someone who could be a puppet. He needed someone who was so desperate and alone that they would accept any and everything from him. He needed someone who was going to give him everything that I cut him off from, that I took back. He had plans on taking half of everything. But I'm still standing. And it doesn't matter where he is or what he is doing. He's still a homeless bum who probably still doesn't have a driver's license, still doesn't have a True Blue contractor's license, who's still out there conning, scheming, and scamming, who still has a million and two people looking for him, whether it be his women, his women's friends, whether it be certain governmental agencies, he's still running. And at his age, almost 60 years old, you're still running and conning and scamming and scheming. Everyone knows the story. And I tell you all this, the neighbor can have him because, see, I'm the keeper of his secrets and lies because I was his wife. And before that, I was his significant other, or one of them. We might as well put it out there, one of them. But again, when I knew what I was dealing with, not on my watch, he had to go. I divorced him. The neighbor just made it easy for me to get rid of him. And to this day, there's still a lot of things going on behind the scenes. And I try to stay out of their way, and I expect them to stay out of mine. Who knows? I know who he was when I knew him. And it just seems like the game plan that he told me about, he's still working it out. And it's been, we have been divorced for almost 10 years, and he's still running game. But the thing that I thank the good Lord for every day is that he's not running game where I'm concerned. I can just sit back and chill and live my life. But I say a prayer and I keep it moving. For a specific reason. Because I know that I mean more to me. I mean more. That person that I see staring back at me in the mirror means more. I don't know if I'll be here tomorrow. I don't know when my life will be over. But I refuse to live my life worried about the past or letting the past infiltrate my future. I've risen past the brokenness and everything that he left me with. I've risen past that. And now I'm about to move out of state and get a whole new life someplace else. Because to run around and hear his voice every day, because, yeah, he's still in the backyard with him and the neighbor and her family who welcomed him with open arms. And I'll share this little tidbit because the day that her family was at the mailboxes, and I said, yeah, you know, we're getting a divorce. He cheated with a neighbor in the neighborhood, and her father at the time, he's passed now, but her father at the time, he was talking about these sorry, dirty women and blah, blah, blah. I said, okay. Then a couple days later, I saw her sister, and I said, well, you know, when I saw you all at the mailbox, I wanted to finish the story, but since he was recovering from some type of a heart condition, I was more woman than that. And I told the sister, though, that, oh, well, he's sleeping with your sister. And sure enough, he weaseled his, but he told me the whole game plan. And it looks like he's done well weaseling his way into their family because he's on a mission. But again, it turns out that the neighbor is just as surly as he is. So they're like two peas in a pod, a match made in hell. So for me, I thank the good Lord, I'm not there. And if anyone, and when we first divorced or we separated, there were all types of people calling me, looking for him and this and that. Anybody does it to this day, I will send them to every address I know that he resides at or he uses. But the main one is right out backyard. You see that house right there? You will see him there at some point. That is where you need to stake out, do wherever. And the house is situated down at the bottom of the hill, so you don't really see it. So it would be hard for people to stake out unless they're doing something in the woods or they have like some type of a drone watching, and I don't think he's that much of a criminal for them to do that. But again, after all of that, I didn't run out looking for someone to fill that void, to take up that space in my bed. You know, at night, I can sleep catacorner if I wanted to. You know, top right, bottom left, it doesn't matter. I can roll all over my big bed and enjoy myself and be comfortable doing it. And those days when I walk in my home and I hear the silence, I have so many activities that I can do. I'm not out there looking for any and everything. For each experience, it's a learning lesson. It's something to make sure that you don't make that mistake again. It's to make sure that, hey, you know what, I can help you build your business and we can become great together and a power couple. No, 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 no. The next person is going to be there or above me so that I can enhance him and he in turn, he can enhance me. Don't lower your expectations. Do not settle. Just for the sex? No, absolutely not. Learn to love yourselves. Learn to know that you're better. You deserve more. You deserve more. I was speaking to a colleague the other day, and he had just purchased my book, Silent Noise Lip Service. And notice I'm saying he. Yes, he is a he. So I'm going to try to pull up a piece that he really loved. It's called Addicted. He was reading it, and he thought about the spelling, and it was so funny that to listen to him talk about this particular piece, because as a male, he gave me his take on quite a few pieces in my book. The title of the book is Silent Noise Lip Service. It's available on Amazon. So again, and the interesting part is so many people take the titles and the words literally. But if you go to one of my book sessions, you will understand that the piece is written for the reader to get what he or she needs out of it. But I enjoy when males order my book and they give their take on things. So this piece is called Addicted. Because so many of us get hung up in things. So you take away what you need out of this piece. But I want you to understand this, that you need to stop lowering your expectations and becoming addicted to all the wrong things that lead to sexpectations. So if this is Addicted, I snort your words as they distort my brain. Come on, baby, show me your syringe. Inject me with the elixir within. You make my body shiver and quake. I want to OD on your thick milkshake. My mind is running and my heart is racing. Slow down, baby. We need to start pacing. You leave tomorrow for a two-week trip. You better hook me up to an IV drip. I can't live without you. I need you all the time. I'm willing to lose my house, my car, and give you my every dime. You always supply me with what I need in the nick of time. Some say you aren't worth a nickel, but I'd give you my every dollar to keep this sister happy and make my body holler. You can get whatever you want out of this, but so many of us live this type of lifestyle. So many of us we lower our expectations for a few moments of sexpectations that usually leave us disappointed. No matter how we try to convince ourselves that we were satisfied, it's never enough. Like any other drug, once you come down off of that high, you'll need even more to get to that level again. So let me read one more piece before we prepare to close out our session for this weekend. This piece is called Broken. Take this piece of shattered heart as a symbolic token. Far too much hurt from lies that have been spoken. I kept silent, filled with words unspoken. I remember each and every date. I was treated like a queen, served meals on a silver plate. You were my captain and I your first mate. Little did I know you were just a snake lying in wait. Thank God we did not procreate. Before this turns into absolute hate, I think it's time to clean this slate. In case you do not understand, a now me to translate. You may have thought you had reached home plate. Sorry to make your ego deflate. This heavy hitter has no time for a lightweight. Each time you look at that symbolic token, ask yourself who owns the heart that was really broken. Fix your brokenness, ladies and gentlemen. Fix your brokenness. Never let those who hurt you take your power to be happy. Never let those who hurt you allow you to put yourself into vulnerable positions where you meet Mr. Online and you think that that moment of pleasure will make you whole again. Take your notepad out and pick up your pen or pencil and you write this down. Sex will not make you whole. Settling will not make you whole or happy. Lowering your expectations will not make you whole or happy. Going out and meeting Mr. Wonderful from Online and sleeping with him after you pay for the meal that you had and after you have a little bit of talk and all of a sudden you're inviting him back to your place because you're not quite sure where he lives or even if he has a place of his own or her own or whatever it is. And then you can't wait to get that warm body in that cold spot on your bed that you have been waiting to fill. And once he or she has his or her fill, they're gone. And for all of those women who played out that scenario with Mr. Wonderful from Online, they're still discovering that they did not love themselves enough to either not sleep with him or to use protection. And now they're waiting for those results to come back in many cases. And as you know, 10 to 1, they've probably been with other partners since they were with him, again, unprotected. And now, that cycle is continuing. Lord only knows. How many others they have infected. Because of the lowest of sex expectations. You take care of that person that you see in the mirror. You talk to that person every single day and tell him or her how wonderful, fantastic, dynamic, and worthy they are. Let them know that they are complete. They are whole. They are healing. As many shows as I've done, I'm still healing. Some people may view me as healed, but I'm here to tell you that I'm still healing. We can walk this journey together, but if you continue to backstep and backpedal and look back and go back and try to sneak off and do all of the things that got you at this point in the first place. I'm not the coach for you. I'm not the mentor for you. I'm not the person who you need to be aligned with. I will help those who are ready to be helped. I will help those who are ready to help themselves. But those people who like the journey, but also revel in the pity parties and in the bull crap, no, absolutely no, absolutely not. I am not here for that. Playtime is over. Game time is over. I play with my grandbabies all day long. Last time I saw my four-year-old, she wanted to play all types of games, and she cheated at every single one and thought it was the most hilarious thing in the world. I'm sitting up here and saying, you know, hey, you're cheating, right? And she just thought it was so funny. She's like, no, I'm not. Yeah, you are. You know, but that's what grandmas are for. I want you to understand something. If you want to be around to enjoy your grandchildren, if you want to be around to enjoy your significant other, grow old together, go out, have a good time, be best friends, then you have to make better choices. Ladies, if you're that type of person, when you look in the mirror, when you really see who's looking back at you, and you can ask that person, would you want to date me? Would you want to make me wife material or husband material or whomever, whatever it is? If you're honest with that person and you would say no, then you have some work to do. So stop with the sex expectations. That's not where your priority needs to be. When I see that person in the mirror, tell that person all the time, nope, you're not ready for dating. You're certainly not ready for a long-term anything. Number one, I'm just not interested. Number two, I run a company. I work a full-time job, and I'm in law school. I don't have time to share. I make time to talk to my family. Many times that's through social media. We have private conversations and things like that, or text messages. But I have to keep it going because I am moving and shaking all week long. I don't have the time. The expectations that could ruin and tear down every single thing that I have spent these last couple of years rebuilding. Not building, but rebuilding. Let's go back. Faith, forgiveness, and 4 cents. New car, about to move out of state, you know, financially stable, blessed in that respect. Yes, I'm not about to let anything or anyone take that from me ever again in life. And I'm this smart sister, you know, businesswoman, the whole 9 yards. We too can fall prey to all of the wrong things and people. And sometimes we don't figure it out until that person who we fell in love with shows their true selves, and we figure out that the person that we fell in love with really did not exist. And some of us who are successful and well-rounded and educated and whatever you want to say, some of you in the bougie system, whatever you want to call people, don't hate on people who put their blood, sweat, and tears into becoming successful, who are some of the nicest people in the world, but you want to try to pull them back into the crab pot because you decided to lower your expectations for sex expectations, and you're the one sitting out there with something that you cannot get rid of, or you have your 22nd child or grandchild or whatever the case may be. The bottom line is simple. If if you keep that vicious cycle going, it will become generational. There are so many young people out here where the mamas try to still hold on to their high school days. There are so many people out here who don't have good self-esteem. And when someone like Mr. Wonderful from online contacts them and sweet talks them and does the whole nine yards, next thing you know, they're giving it up. But at one small moment, yep, they're giving it up. And it feels oh so good for that one moment, whether they're faking it or whether they're actually making it. It doesn't matter. If you're not safe about it, you end up getting that phone call. You end up seeing the picture of Mr. Wonderful from online on the local news. And for some of you sisters, you Bible-toting sisters who talk all of that Bible, and then your first date, next thing you know, you on your knees, but it's not for prayer, stop it. Don't get me wrong. I'm proud to say back in the day I was a freak of the week. I enjoyed myself. I did. But sometimes I did some really crazy things. Other times, but as I got older, I knew how to be safe about everything. Man, I've had a good time. I'm not knocking that, and I'm not saying that. I'm saying this because I want you to understand. I'm no saint. But I was smart about it. And, yeah, I'm in that old school crew now. And, yeah, when I feel like it, I'll put my profile out there and all of that. You have some people that are going to attract to you because of your status and all of that. I'm not going to downplay myself just to, you know, make some people feel comfortable about where they are and who they are in their own lives. I'm not going to do that. Hopefully, I will attract the people who have like interests and like everything. And then we'll go from there. Whether I meet a new friend who's a friend for life or whether it develops into something better, something wonderful. There are some people from my past who I met. One gentleman, we met, and the first night that we met, we literally sat at the restaurant, and we talked until they were closing for the evening. We exchanged phone numbers and everything, and then he invited me out, and one thing led to another. We were a nice little couple for a while. But at the time, there were certain things going on where we just could not continue. If he stopped and said, hey, let's get back together tomorrow, I certainly would. But I'm sure that after all of this time, he's moved on. And I wish him well. I hope that she makes him happy. And no, I'm not talking about my ex. Neither one of them, by the way. Because I'm one of those people who's been married multiple times, and I divorced both of them. So, no. And now I know after this last stunt by this last person, no, I'm never lowering my, not compromising, not thinking that we could build something together. We're going to each have our own empires, and we're going to see when and how and if we choose to merge those empires together. That's how this is going to work if and when it ever happens the next time around. They say that one person's trash is another's treasure. Well, my trash is now her trash. And they can be trash together. Long as they don't cross the line and they stay out of my way, I will stay out of theirs. But like I said, karma is a bitch. And for some people, karma caught up sooner than others. But it will always catch up. And what's done in the dark will come into the light. It never fails. So know where you stand. Stand your ground. Take care of you. you will feel, I guarantee you, you will feel better in the morning. For all of the women who Mr. Wonderful from online went out on a date with and they decided to say, nope, not going to happen. For all of those people who did that and then they saw him on the news the next day, do you know what a feeling they had when they said, oh, thank you, Jesus, I did not lower my expectations for that moment of sexpectation. They can jump and dance and do a dance of joy. Why? Because they had enough self-respect and love where they knew to send him packing. And the rest who let our wants and, of course, the loneliness and all of that take control of our good common sense. Some of these people's hearts probably sank the minute that they saw his face in the papers, in the news, all over social media, the minute they saw him and they knew what they had done. And some of them, they could have been beating up eggs or something while they're making their children or their family breakfast. And they're looking at the news, and they're like, yeah, get ready for school. And they're looking, and they see his face, and then they turn up that television, and they hear what happened, not knowing. And they went out on a date with him 4, 5, 6 weeks ago. And how many men had they been out in between with? You want to be in that first group who can do that happy dance because you sent that fool packet. Hell has a special place for him. Almost 10 years of freedom for me. And, you know, and it's good. Maybe he became a better person, and he's a great everything to the neighbor, which I doubt because I'm pretty sure that that didn't happen because, like I said, there's still people looking for him. So, again, I do my happy dance. I would rather be alone and happy than with someone and miserable. I would rather come home after a night of good food and good conversation and have a good night's sleep than to bring some broke-ass fool back to my home to sleep in my bed to give me something that I don't want. Ladies, you're worth more. Gentlemen, you're worth more. Sisters, don't you dare take off your crown and put it on the head of a clown. That's about all that I have for you. Real talk. Grown folks talk. I'm good with all of it. I wrote the other day and I said, you know, I have to look back. On all of the things that happened to me during my marriage and all of that, because that really left me in a strange place. And seeing this man was just nasty. Instead of him just packing up and going a few yards to the neighbor's parents' house, he just wanted to take. He wanted to take half of everything that I had, and then he wanted to infiltrate the neighbor and her family's home too, which he's done quite well. He's played that role for almost, well, actually it's been more than 10 years because he was cheating with her when we were married. We got divorced in 10, so it's been almost 10 years that we were divorced, but he was cheating with her when we were married. I want you to understand something. And for those of you who aren't even married, you can get out things and go. But so many of you, you have depended on these people to complete you in one form or another, whether it be sex expectations or whether it's been financial support or whatever it is. You don't know how to stand on your own and be alone. You need to learn. You need to get it together. And stop lowering your expectations for those few moments of sexpectation. So until next time, listen, do you. Find some hobbies. Do whatever. Get out, meet new people, be in a circle of positive people. Do not allow yourself to be suckered and drawn in to the lies. There's another piece in my book called Beautiful Lies. Maybe we'll talk about that. Beautiful Lies, 2019. Maybe that'll be my next show. I don't know yet. Take care of that person that you see in the mirror, because you're going to be with that person a really long time, and you want to do everything in your power to keep that person happy, healthy, and healing. So again, listen, I always say this when I leave my show. I pray each and every one of you enough. I want to pray you enough sunshine to brighten those rainy days of yours. But I also want to pray you rain so that your gardens can grow beautifully. I pray you enough smiles to turn those frowns that you have been carrying around upside down. But you know what I pray you the most of? I pray you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be knocking at your door, coming your way at this very moment and beyond. Keep up. Stay strong. Believe in the person that you see in that mirror. There's another piece of my book called My Mirror and Me. Maybe we'll talk about that one day again, too. Take care of you. Be good to you. Love you. Respect you, honor you, put you on a pedestal along with everyone else who you put above yourself. Take care of you, protect you. Guess what? Forgive you. Tomorrow is a brand new day. Go into it with forgiveness of self before you forgive others. Start your day off forgiving yourself, because it will be easier for you to forgive others when you have forgiven yourself. But you have to do all of those things I just mentioned in order for you to learn how to forgive yourself. For those women who make it through and they get a negative report, they still have to do it for several years after. But they should forgive themselves and take that as a learning lesson. And in the same breath, don't pass that along. Now they have to take extra precautions to keep themselves and others safe. And for those of you who are in those positions where you know that your man or your woman is cheating, and then you keep letting them come back in and share your bed, you're going to end up in the same place at some point. Or you, for ladies, you're going to end up pregnant again and again and again. You're going to have a brood of children, and he will still be gone. I don't hate the neighbor. Matter of fact, I thank her, because her skanky ways helped me to get rid of a really bad person out of my life. I don't hate her. I don't hate anybody. That helps me to heal. Because everybody has their day. Everybody has to answer for their sins. Karma will come knocking. I don't have to do a thing but be the best person that I can be. So until next time, be well, be safe, be blessed. And be your own protector and best friend. Take care, everyone. As we began, we will end. for Tori Lee's Good Music. I hope to see you back here again for another session of Healing Through Heard iTalk Radio's Focus Chat Cafe. Oh, and for those of you who are coming out tomorrow, if you're for the Women of Wisdom and Worth, WOW, and of course, Focus, the Females Offering Clarity, Unity, and Success, we're having our Brunch with the Bunch tomorrow from 11 to 2 at Paleo's and Owings Mills. Hope to see you there. If you don't make it to that event, we will be having more as the year progresses. Going to try to catch up with our future events. As I said, a few years ago, I made the choice to go to law school. Well, that journey is coming to an end, so we will be doing a lot more. So, but until then, be well, be safe, 202-618-2556. If you want to join us, any of our programs, find us on Meetup under Focus, Females Offering Clarity, Unity, and Success, same groups over on Facebook. Or you can find us there as well. You can give us a call at 202-618-2556. Or, of course, you can write to us at contact@thewallfoundationinc.org. Or you can write to me at letsgrow@cmariawall.com. So until next time, keep up, be well, be blessed. I'm C. Maria Wall. Hope to see you again soon. Have a wonderful remainder of your weekend, and I'll see you back here on the Healing Through Heard iTalk Radio Network, Focus Chat Cafe, real soon. Take care, everyone.
I get lost in your words, it feels so good. When I'm hurt, take my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away with only good music.